hypnotizing.
Stupid is as stupid does, sir.
Stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
That sounds stupid.
It's stupid, but we like it.
It's time for Stupid Stories on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Hi, I'm Zero, and this is what's stupid today. So imagine you're using an outhouse, which is already gross. Who wants to be using an outhouse if you don't have to be? And something bites you in the behinds. What happened to a woman in Haines, Alaska? She went outside to use her outhouse while she was on a winter camping trip. She sat down and she said the second she sat down, she felt a pain in her rear end. Been there, sister. But it was because something bit her in the butt. She jumped up and then decided to investigate after relifting the lid. And right at the level of the toilet seat, she said, maybe an inch or two below, she saw a gigantic bear face. Looking right back at me. Apparently, as best as it can be figured out, the bear was trying to stay warm by climbing into the outhouse hole, which is actually really super sad. The woman ran to safety, and her fellow campers bandaged up the bite on her butt. And she said, next time I use an outhouse, I'm going to look in that hole first.
That is one of my irrational fears. Not that a bear will be in a toilet, but a snake will be in a toilet. Too. I'm always afraid a snake is going to bite my butt.
Snake might be better than a bear.
Honestly,
just saying.
I rather a bear bite it.
What?
Because snakes are so creepy and these bears are cute. So I'd rather something cute bite my butt than something gross.
I don't know how cute it can be laying around in the bottom of an outhouse biting on your butt, but I get you. No shoes, no shirt, no service. You heard of that before? Well, keep your shoes on at the restaurant. One woman got herself tossed and arrested at a Longhorn Steakhouse in Florida. The woman ordered a meal and some drinks at the restaurant earlier in the night. After a meal, she thought she'd relax a little bit. She took off her shoes and began walking around the restaurant, smoking cigarettes and rubbing people on the shoulders. The manager asked the woman to leave and said, I actually don't even care if you pay your bill. I just need you to get out of here. But she refused to go, saying she wasn't done eating yet and was making some friends. Cops were called in and they arrested the woman for disorderly conduct. You know, a woman walk around smoking cigs and rubbing backs and taking her feet shoes off. I just imagine that's what you're supposed to do at a Longhorn Steakhouse. What do they expect from people?
The second that you like talking about walking around, I pictured Amy walking around here in her slippers.
I walk around in my slippers at work, not drunk and smoking cigarettes.
In a Longhorn Steakhouse of Florida. Yeah. Florida. And finally, you know, the coronavirus vaccine, I would say by far more people are really eager to get it than not, right? A lot of people want it, but as has been the case, unless you're a healthcare worker or something like that, or an older person with some conditions, you probably don't have it yet. Well, this is the case everywhere in the country. Two women thought they were quite clever, though, when they dressed up as elderly women with bonnets and glasses so they could get their coronavirus vaccine. Here's the funny thing. It worked. The first time. Officials from, go figure, the Florida Department of Health in Orange County said the duo was busted when they tried to get their second shot this past Wednesday at the Orange County Convention Center where they're doing the vaccinations. One official said they have no idea how these people got past the last time because they don't look remotely like elderly people. Now, the girls are in their early 20s and basically put on, if you're dressed as an old lady for Halloween, that's what you look like. Kind of like that. Bonnets, the whole nine yards, very floral dresses from the thrift store. Now, he says he can't believe the two young women managed to get their first doses, but when they showed up on Wednesday to get the second one, they went ahead and presented their vaccination card, and they did what they're supposed to do. They matched it up with the ID. Well, these driver's licenses were counterfeit, and they looked a little hinky, so after they investigated more, they realized these people did not need this vaccine. They weren't even these people. Now, it's not known if they're going to face charges, but, like, at this point, don't you just give them the other vaccine?
Why not just give them the second one,
Like, for me, that's the shame of it. Like, I get that you don't want to reward that behavior, but they already got the one. You should have checked better the first time around.
They give it to them and then put them in jail.
I think this gave Jamie an idea. She's like, where can I get an outfit where I could look like an old person?
I'm not going to say if I am or if I'm not.
Hello, my name is Ethel. Is this the Goldmans? Where's all the clothes? Oh, wait, you're doing the vaccinations? May I get one since I can't buy any clothes today?
You could give it a try.
You are giving me, Grillia, some pretty good ideas.
Hello.
Let's hear your old lady voice.
Hello, dear. My name is Marjorie, and I'm here
to get my vaccine.
Are you an English older person?
Yes.
It works, though. I believe it.
I would, but honestly, morally, like, I could not do what those girls did. Obviously, you want the people who need it worse to get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if we get shot up, we're helping people, you know, vicariously. Because I can't give it to them.
What about the old people that don't want it?
Yeah, there's got to be some old person wants to give us their hit.
Yeah, please.
Could an old person, like, send you as their proxy, kind of?
No.
I'm thinking probably no.
I don't want my shot, but I want to give it to someone else.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably
I want you to get your shot.
I'm saying if that was...
We all want Amy to get her shot.
I'm saying if an old person said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true. There should almost be, like, you can nominate people where, like, trust me, we're all better off if we shoot this person up with a vaccine.
And what, I get the nomination?
You'd have been top on the list, man. You'd have been right up on there. People are like, yeah, no, trust me, we all just get Amy shot up. We'll be just fine.
I know. When I was not feeling good the past couple days last week, I told our boss I was on antibiotics, and he said, you know what, you need to be on the Pfizer vaccine.
Oh, that's good.
You about ground me up at coffee. This has been Stupid Stories. Love doctors. By the way, hang on.
It's all about you. It's a Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday.
It's all about the variety.
Y94.